passage is letter 5 from Leaves of Letters, written to my old friend Kaikhosru Shapurji Suratji. It was raining in Dublin, a dowdy city, even in the sun, but dripping wet the slattern. With an odd personality, the slattern will smile at you gaily, and always you smile back. Or having passed her, when you turn to look, you see her, caught unawares, but which of you, with a grandness of manner, not a grandeur. And Dublin will always make a liar of you, whatever you think. But I was in no mood. I wanted a glimpse of the ancient glory, something like the Ardagh Chalice. Yet I went into Trinity to see the Book of Kells. And by the grace of God, the page left open in the case showed, was it P.R.? Something indecipherable to unmonastic eyes. But it was the whorls, the intense vitality in stillness, each one seeming separate, yet all dancing in the Holy Land of Ireland in a pattern of life in praise for the beauty of that holiness. Then, strangely, on the end of the curling letter, a young man's head, a beloved fair-haired novice, or the Christ youth, maybe both, with each the icon of the other. I had seen these strangenesses in the dark delirium of the Liffey, in spiral florets of the Ragwort even, everywhere in the land from Glendalough to Galway. Yet even once in listening to a man's meandering talk that I despised in secret, until it curled into a phrase a poet would delight in. And the heart of the matter was there. I had seen it forming in that great wave of Hooker's Eye, in the water by Hall Beck near my home, and saw the mystery where flow and form are one and the same, the changeless pattern infinite in movement. The words in the Book of Kells maybe were in principio Deus. I recalled that crucifix in the National Museum where the walls were the robe of Christ, his belly and breast and crown. I leaned over Liffey Bridge, watching the water, and thought of the double vortex, here in the north one way, in the south front counter, and yet if ever I in the north could stand here still and see the southern movement, all would be one spiral. I thought of William Blake. The nature of infinity is this, that everything has its own vortex. And when once a traveller through eternity has passed the vortex, he perceives it roll backward behind his path, into a globe itself unfolding like a sun. That afternoon, and wanting a quiet mind, I went to the Chester Beatty Museum to see the Persian miniatures there. Yet there too, in the earliest, were the walls, in rivers and seas, and even the waving grass, and in clouds flowing in the wind. The learned tell me that in Samarkand, the Celt, the Farsi, and the Chinese met under the Mongol ignorant Timur, not an artist. This they say with assurance. Yet that dome of the mosque he commanded, with its intricate arabesques, is the spirit's pilgrimage towards a moon itself the mirror man must both look into for himself and yet pass through. Even if, like Alice, there within, the spiral seems to move in otherwise directions. A year or more ago, you gave me a book, a catalogue of Persian miniatures, and some of these I saw in Dublin, Forever Spring, where every man is noble, and the trees bear fruit and flowers, and even naked, shapely in their branches, all things single in delight. And night itself is luminous, for the artist sees a world of miracles with a quiet wonder, but as if this were his spirit's expectation, where no one line runs wild, but with its own intent to enjoy exuberance of life, and the subtle colors add more jewels to the mind's geology of solid worldliness. These artists are not blind to commonplace perspective, to the everydayliness of things, but see in a vision. fool, like scholars argue, was their greatest poet Hafiz filled with a human love for some fair lad of Asaki? Did he, against commandment, drink real wine to be drunk in a common tavern? Or were these mystic signs of the poet's search for the beauty of a truth in a rowdy, sordid world? I wear a robe with roses graced in intricate design. One hand the bowl, the other place to reach what sake's mine. And God, this is the hour my lips with laughter would decline the mightiest monarch's power. Intruders, who wants taper light the glitter in your eyes? O friends, stars scattered in dark night, my world is full when the moon is white with perfumes. Is it the Saki's hair? Are those mere lute notes in sweet flight? Or the Saki singing welcome there? Who shall answer? Only the spiral knows that in its movement stillness lives. And the Saki answers by the grace of God the way the spiral moves and stays. A while ago I heard in music, in a long complexity, this question-answer. Fugues like vortices, like life, sometimes with the round simplicity of a drifting flower on the stream, one wall on another, and this, my dear Kakazu, was your music. I'm a fool, I know, in your art's great complexity. As also I can't give you formulae, nor solve equations proving what is, or leading me to great discoveries. I hear, I see the flow. I feel the life. I read a mere translation of the great wise Rumi, or what may seem the mere delight of Hafiz. Yet I feel a holiness in both. The love, which is the only